Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. In Incognito, The Secret Lives of the Brain, neuroscientist David Eagleman explores the complex processes and secret mechanisms that underpin the human mind. Utilizing a captivating blend of neuroscience, psychology, and philosophy, Eagleman delves into how the vast, unconscious parts of our brain govern much of our behavior, beliefs, and decision-making processes. Through intriguing anecdotes, cutting-edge research, and thought-provoking experiments, Incognito reveals the unseen forces that influence our everyday lives, challenging our notions of self, agency, and responsibility. Eagleman's compelling narrative invites readers to look beyond the conscious mind to uncover the mysteries of the brain's hidden layers. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the unconscious mind and its influence on behavior. One of the major themes explored in Incognito is the extent to which our unconscious mind dictates our behavior. Eagleman illustrates through various examples and scientific evidence how most of our actions, decisions, and preferences are influenced by the unseen workings of our brain. He delves into how unconscious processes govern aspects of our social interactions, biases, and deeply ingrained habits. This insight challenges the conventional notion of free will, prompting readers to rethink their understanding of decision-making and control over their actions. Secondly, the brain's conflict. The battle between the unconscious and the conscious. Eagleman discusses the dynamic interaction between the conscious and unconscious parts of the brain. He introduces the concept of the brain as a divided entity, where different modules can have conflicting goals and desires. Through engaging anecdotes and scientific explanations, Eagleman describes how these internal conflicts manifest in everyday situations, from simple decisions like choosing what to eat, to more complex moral and ethical dilemmas. This topic provides a fascinating glimpse into the brain's internal negotiations and how they shape our behavior and thought processes. Thirdly, the brain as a storyteller. Another compelling topic covered in Incognito is the brain's role as a storyteller. Eagleman illustrates how the conscious mind constructs narratives to make sense of the world, often filling in gaps with assumptions or fabrications. He explores the implications of this storytelling for our perception of reality, memory, and self. This section highlights the power of the brain to shape our understanding of life events and the potential for distortion in recollection and perception, prompting readers to question the reliability of their own narratives. Fourthly, neuroplasticity and the ability to change. Eagleman delves into the concept of neuroplasticity, the brain's remarkable ability to reorganize and adapt in response to experiences and learning. This section emphasizes the potential for change and growth at the neurological level, showing how new pathways can be formed and old ones modified. This understanding of neuroplasticity offers hope for overcoming ingrained habits, evolving behaviors, and cultivating new skills, demonstrating the brain's capacity for transformation and resilience. Lastly, the legal and ethical implications of neuroscience. A thought-provoking topic that Eagleman addresses in Incognito concerns the legal and ethical implications of our understanding of the brain. He examines how insights from neuroscience challenge traditional notions of accountability, guilt, and punishment in the legal system. Eagleman explores the potential for a more nuanced approach to justice, one that considers the underlying neurological factors influencing behavior. This discussion raises important questions about responsibility, the nature of justice, and the potential for reforming legal practices based on scientific understanding. In conclusion, Incognito, The Secret Lives of the Brain, is an illuminating read for anyone curious about the mysteries of the mind. David Eagleman provides a fascinating exploration of how much of what we think, feel, and do is driven by the unconscious parts of our brain. This book challenges our ideas of self-control, responsibility, and the nature of human behavior, making it especially relevant for readers interested in psychology, neuroscience, and philosophy. Beyond academic and professional circles, Incognito offers valuable insights for anyone looking to understand the complexities of human behavior and the potential for change. Its exploration of neuroplasticity and the brain's hidden realms can inspire us to rethink our habits, perceptions, and approaches to personal development. If you would like to support David Eagleman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.